Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome back to Podcast Goals.
Welcome back, you're here. New season, who dis?
New season, new us.
New look, new sound.
New sound, what is this music?
Oh, I like it.
I like it, a little bit of that. So it's been a while, we've been away, but we're here with a brand new season every other week coming to you and your ears.
Yes, accurate, very accurate. You can find us on any of your podcast apps. You can find us on Acast, you can find us on iTunes, and you can find us on our own website.
Woo! Podcastgoals.com. Do you know what I think we should do? Oh. Give them a synopsis of what we're talking about in this episode.
I love that. Great idea, Amy.
Let's go for it.
In this episode, you're going to find out why our very own Amy was at South by Southwest speaking on a very exciting panel.
In Texas.
In Texas. And you'll also find out why Amy nearly got kicked out of our casino in Vegas.
Such a nightmare.
Yeah.
You'll also be finding out about some of the things that Sophie has got into and her brand new habits, alongside how the dating apps have come along since we've been off the airwaves.
Yes, we've discovered something very exciting and interesting, which we're liking and also, you know, not liking.
That's so mysterious, aren't
it? I know, right?
Season two vibes, what has happened?
Who knows? Keep listening, what?
It's the end! Here it is!
Knock, knock.
I can't hear anything.
Okay.
That's not how the joke goes.
Someone at the door.
I'm recording now.
Okay, great.
All is fixed. All is well. Oh, don't worry.
No,
I know you were, so all is good.
Well, I just was so worried that you'd forgotten how to do podcasting.
I kind of have. It's been a very long time. Last time I saw you, you were in a Christmas hat.
Yes.
And that was nothing else.
Just me. I'm very strange.
Just us.
But guess what, Amy? We're back. Season two.
Season two. And while we've been away, we've turned one.
Oh, we have.
Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to
us.
Do you know, that was a really fun tradition in my family.
Singing.
When we just get together and we belt out a tune. We, every time it's someone's birthday and we sing happy birthday, we sing it completely out of tune. So everyone's just got their own tune going on. So it's totally hideous. So singing it in tune just then was like, what? Weird.
Felt weird. Mm. Yeah, I like the idea of that birthday mashup.
Kind of.
Exactly. Not the same.
Not the same. But yeah, we done one. We had a birthday.
Yeah, we had a birthday. We had some drinks.
Well, that was big. It was huge, man. Yeah, it was great fun.
Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
It's such a good time, I can't remember it.
Although, I wasn't really drinking alcohol. I was drinking more kind of like juice and cold brew.
You are obsessed.
I love juice. I've got so into juice.
No, cold brew you're obsessed.
I've got so into cold brew as well,
You've always been into juice, but yeah. Cold brew.
Yeah, I like it. With almond milk.
You came around tonight and you're like, oh, I brought a garlic bread and I thought it was going to be like a bottle of wine, which, you know, wasn't expected.
Wouldn't have gone amiss.
And would have been lovely.
Lovely.
Delight. I was going to say delightful and then lovely
came
out.
I like it. It's a new word. I'm going to start using
that. Happened to me quite a lot lately where I keep saying words and then deciding very last minute that I'm going to say a different word.
It keeps me on my toes.
Yeah, great. Anyway, instead of wine, she turned up with a bottle of cold brew, which is incredibly...
Delicious. Delightful.
Delightful. I wasn't going to say millennial. I was going to say delightful.
Yeah, I think it was very nice. You didn't seem too fussed by it. I think that turning up with a frozen garlic bread baguette and a cold brew is quite a nice thing to do.
I loved it. It went beautifully with my pasta bake.
You made a really nice pasta bake. Yeah, I wish that we could share that with people.
Yeah, God, it's like dinner goals all over again, isn't it?
Dinner goals.
Season one.
Genuinely, it feels like such a long time ago. So much has happened in this last year. I think we should kick off season two with a bit of an update.
Bit of a recap.
A bit of a recap, bit of an update, who we are, what people can be expecting, and we've got a few things that we want to share with people.
Yeah, so if you're just listening to season two for the first time and you've not listened to season one, well, this is really exciting for you because you can go back.
Like a time traveller.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm into that.
Listen to season one on Acast, on your Apple podcast app on your phone.
I thought you were going to say on repeat.
Yeah, well, or that, but on shuffle as well. Who cares? It's great.
Yeah. Go back. We had loads in our first season. We talked about dating apps. We talked about millennial problems, dinner goals. We had some guests on our first season.
Yeah.
We've got even more guests in season two, which I'm mega excited
about. We've cranked it up a notch.
Got a lot coming up in season two. Interestingly, talking as we kind of kick into things that have changed.
Kick into it, baby.
Kick into it. This is quite big news. Talking of dating apps, I can no longer go on dating apps.
What?
I know. Well, I can. I mean, I need to update you on what's happened. But I... I like what you did. Yep. Thank you to the dating apps. I'm now in a relationship.
Ooh.
I've now got a girlfriend.
I actually knew this, so I'm pretending to react. But
you could be an actress. I liked it.
Thank you so much.
like you were accepting an Oscar. It was good.
I'm so busy thinking about my acting career that I forgot what I was going to say.
Dating. I have a girlfriend now. Thanks to the apps.
Yes. This is lovely news, but I am disappointed that I'm not able to play on the apps through you now, which is annoying.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Sorry. But proof the apps kind of work.
Yeah, they kind of do. I mean, you did go on the world's most millennial date, which we talked about in our very first episode of season one, which you can listen to. But thankfully, you know, without the apps, you wouldn't have had that story. And you wouldn't have had all these hilarious stories to tell.
God, there were so many. But I have evolved. I've reached a new kind of relationship with dating apps. Stop right there. I don't mean I'm on the dating apps for me. I'm on the dating apps with my flatmate.
Oh.
This is something that I was talking to one of my mates about the other day. Living vicariously through other people's dating apps is a very common thing. My flatmate is
I could have told you this. I told you this. This is what I was doing.
Are you the reason I'm in my relationship?
You'd get annoyed at me because I would just keep swiping.
No, you would send gifts of waving bears to people, which was not okay. Nobody liked old Bear Grylls high and waving bear. No one liked that. That's ridiculous.
I love that was the example you remembered, not the woman who was thrusting.
Yeah, that was a whole other story. Yeah. No, but nowadays, my flatmate has every app, and there are new apps that we should update people on.
Oh my God, there are.
Yeah, and I've been on these kind of as her like professional dating app concierge.
Yeah, you're a pro. You're like, oh, well, I've done this, been there, done that, got the girlfriend. Now, give me your phone.
give me the apps. No, but Hinge is a new app.
Yeah, no, I've heard about Hinge. So, wait a minute. Is Hinge when it's like mutual friends?
No.
Oh my God, that's another one.
Yeah, I don't know which one that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, darling.
Yes, queen. No. So Hinge is the one where you can, you have to like answer questions basically, which I think OkCupid did before. But yeah, you answer
Throwback
questions.
Throwback Thursday there.
Throwback Thursday.
Did you ask TV Jeeves that one?
I did. Jeeves is with us. He's our guest later on today. But no, what was I saying? I felt so distracted by Jeeves, which no one has said ever. We're back for season two and it's already gone completely out the window.
Okay, let me try and remember.
I can't think of anything but Jeeves.
It's because you said OkCupid.
No, so you answer questions on your profile, and on Hinge, you can like something. And if you like something on someone's profile, so say you were like, what's your desert island disc? And you'd probably say some kind of 80s power ballad.
Oh.
I can like it and then comment on it and it starts a conversation.
Oh, that's quite cool.
So I've been overlording that for my flatmate and helping her try and get dates. She's doing I was going to say she's trying to do one date a week.
One date a week. I met a guy who lines up about 3 dates a week, but he double books because he says one of them is always going to cancel. And I was like, really?
In a good way or a bad way?
Like, I don't think that's good, because what if one of them doesn't cancel?
Yeah, you've got a lot of dates.
What am I thinking on then? I was hearing about a dating app where it tells you when you've got like a mutual friend in common. But then I was like, well, that's just like Facebook.
Is that just Tinder?
And also, oh yeah, they do have that on Tinder.
That is definitely an app that we've used. That's how I got into my relationship on Tinder.
You can tell that I've never been on the apps because I'm like, oh, listen to this great feature. You know, you have to swipe right and all left. It's really fantastic.
This thing's called Friends. It's very peculiar.
Oh, well, no, I've not heard. Well, maybe that's a different one, but great. They're evolving.
Yeah. Hinge, yeah. There's all kinds of apps. So I've now taken on the new role of stepping away from these hilarious millennial dating stories into helping people find dates. But we're still coming across the same kind of profiles that we found when we used to swipe through them. Like, the answers that some people give on Hinge are ludicrous.
Give me an example.
Okay, so I'm trying to think like what one of the questions was. So some people say it for effect. So like one of them is like, what's your favourite weekend food? So some of them you get the classic like jokes millennial answer, like smashed avocado with sriracha on toast.
Oh, or like hot Doritos because I'm... Oh no, I said it the wrong way around. Or like spicy, flaming, you know, like something
about... It's a good
about,
job you're not on the apps, isn't it?
Something about
it's
being
good
hot.
Good job you locked that one down. Something about being hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the answers...
And spicy.
Though, and spicy, yeah. One of the answers was nothing, it would just be me in bed.
Okay, great.
How bad is that as an answer?
Yeah, you're an idiot, hey.
Or how good is that as an answer? Wow. It does get people talking. We're talking about it.
Listen to us now.
All these apps. So, no, with my time... By dating apps, I have found many new passions in my life.
I love it. Well, I went to a hen do recently of a dear friend of mine who's getting married, and I actually couldn't remember how she met her boyfriend, and I asked her, and she said she met him on Plenty of Fish.
Really?
Love that.
I love that.
Pov.
Yeah.
Still a thing?
A little bit pov. That is TBT.
Is it still alive and kicking? Because it was a website.
Yeah, I think it's an app.
Great.
On a phone now. I think.
Cool.
I think that's evolved as well.
Great stuff.
Yeah, all
well,
these apps.
This is lovely. So yes, so that's a nice little update from you.
Yeah.
This is really minor, so it won't take me long, but something that has happened to me quite a few times and I've not had a space to sort of talk about it or rant about it.
This looks really serious.
No, it's not. So you know you're walking behind somebody and they're swinging their arm and you're like, you're going to hit me. You're definitely going to hit me. Does it ever happen to you?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Why are you swinging it so ferociously? We're all just walking and we're all getting off the tube and we're all going to the escalator.
How close are you walking behind people? Because maybe that's the bigger issue.
No, it's not.
Stop walking behind people's backs.
Honestly, it's happened. It's the fact that I've remembered it to tell you tells you how frequently it's happened. And I appreciate it might sound like I'm the problem here, but I'm not. Some people, when they walk, swing their arm a lot and they obviously don't realise they're doing it. But it's often just one arm.
Yeah, it's true, actually. It's never both of the arms.
No,
that is a problem. Okay. How do we fix it?
I don't know. I just needed to tell someone.
You do look like he's got off your chest. So apart from people's arms, what else have you got into?
Oh my god, I've got so into like 80s disco tunes.
Have you?
Yeah. Maybe I actually am going to start swinging my arm. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe people are listening to these absolute belters.
Maybe they're too in the groove.
They might be. Have you watched any of the Versace program?
No.
I can... The assassination of...
People have been talking about it, but I haven't got around to watching it yet. No.
Okay. Well, it's phenomenal.
I've been watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Well, there was a scene in that where he's, like, driving along and he's blaring out of his car singing, Gloria, na-na-na, everybody wants you, na-na-na. I'm not going to keep going because it gets very high-pitched.
Thanks.
And it just triggered this thing in me and I was like, tune, tune, tune. So I made a little playlist of disco 80s bangers.
I love this.
And I'm loving it.
Who's on it?
Oh, just a couple of amazing one-hit wonders that names I don't remember. But it's great.
I mean, if you want to sing them, feel free.
I'm okay at the moment.
Okay.
Thank you. But I'll maybe link to my Spotify playlist for all you hardcore fans out there.
Ooh, we should do a podcast called Spotify Playlist.
I mean, maybe we
will. It could be us just singing the ridiculous covers that we end up singing in every episode.
Great. So that's one thing. So people swinging their arms. And now actually I say it out loud. Maybe they're connected. Maybe these people are connecting with me into the music and sort of dancing as they walk.
The action you're doing with your hand is not a kind of action that people on podcasts should say.
Okay. Okay, good.
But you've got really into 80s music. I like it.
It's great. It's a good time.
Do you know what I've got really into?
Oh, what?
Speed skipping.
I'm sorry. Okay. What? Are you just saying this for effect? Oh, yeah.
No. Genuinely, I've got really into speed skipping. So speed skipping is like, you know when people do boxing training with a skipping rope?
Oh, I thought you meant like skipping when you skip with your feet just like along a pavement.
No, I'm not like manically skipping around Shoreditch.
I was like, that's not like 6-year-olds do. It's so weird.
La la la.
You are really kooky.
Skip to the juice bar. No, I've started speed skipping, like boxing training skipping.
Oh, okay. That's less weird.
Yeah, I've got really... Weird, but... Yeah, it's still odd. Yeah. But interestingly, it's not that interesting, about 10 minutes worth of speed skip is like equivalent to almost a half hour, 20 minute run.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So we Great. Should all skip together.
All of us. Yeah. The whole nation.
All of the people. Yeah, so I've got really into speed skipping.
Good, well done.
I've also got quite into orchids.
Okay.
Just
shift very quickly.
I'm not as into orchids as I'm into speed skipping.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're ranking it. Yeah, I was wondering, thanks. Which does she prefer? I don't know.
That's second. Okay. Yeah, it's part of my becoming an adult. I've bought an orchid.
Okay, and how's that going?
No, sort of well.
Sort of?
I mean, a lot of the flowers have now dropped off. It was going quite well at the beginning, and I was like, right, I'm mid-20s. I should be taking care of cacti and plants. I'm getting into that adult frame of mind, so I'm going to buy an orchid. Mm-hmm. And it's not going well.
Well, I think that was a bad idea.
Yeah, I think I have a condition where I can't help but kill plants. Oh. We talked about this a little bit in season 1. I really want to look after them, and it's just not working.
It's because it's too flippy. Millennial to have plants, isn't it? It's like, ooh, look at all my plants, look at all my cactus, look at all my plants. And actually, maybe what you need to do is just buy fake ones.
I got really attached to the orchid. Not literally attached, but I got
caught on it.
Stuck.
Okay. Leaves.
Damn it! Chop it.
All the leaves are falling off.
So I've got quite into that. Yeah.
And I think you are probably going to tell me something else that you've got into, because that's just what you do. What else? Anything else?
What else? I'm trying to think.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So, yeah, speed skipping, big thing for me. Orchids. Oh, yeah, there's another thing. I think this is kind of linked to the cactus buying that, and looking after and trying to look after that.
Looking after. Say that like you offer people to, like, house it. Like,
please, sir.
You guys deserve a night out. You know, I'll look after the cacti tonight.
Borrow my cacti. That's an advert no one's asked for. So the other thing that I've got into, kind of, is pottery.
Okay, like from the beginning?
I now want to go and open a pottery studio on a beach somewhere.
Are you talking like pottery making, like the floppy type that's all like...
I don't make floppy pottery. Floppery. Sort of thing.
You know, like in Ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean.
Exactly like Ghost. No, I've started trying to make ceramic pots and then paint them.
And?
Again, that's not going well either.
So it is probably quite floppy.
Yeah, it's very floppery. Yeah, it's not going well. So the orchids, the cactus, the pottery aren't going great. But the speed skipping, woo!
Ooh, you're smashing that.
15 minutes.
Well done. Maybe you should be a fitness influencer.
Yes. Well, I mean, in a few episodes' time, we've got quite an interesting episode.
I mean, we do. We have fitness goals.
What? We're talking about fitness goals with an awesome guest who we're not going to reveal yet.
No, top secret.
Top secret guest. But yeah, fitness goals is a really interesting one. Yeah. I don't talk about speed skipping on that.
Missed the trick there, didn't you?
Could have got all the professional advice.
Oh, I know you're doing that. Well, that's so funny. It's a funny image in my head, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, there's a couple of things. But I also think, like, that's also something on my mates. It's quite, like, a common thing, like, random fat noise.
Is it? I've not seen anybody speed skipping around my part of town.
Not necessarily speed skipping. But, no, like, trying things like fads.
Oh yeah, okay.
That's something that is very popular.
You are a fad person.
I like them,
and then before I know it, you're like, oh, my cactus are dead.
I really care about them. It's not through lack of trying.
I know.
It's emotional for me. So that's been happening in my year.
Your year? You said that like we're in a different year at school.
Yeah. And I think I'm younger than you as well. So.
You are, yeah. So.
Oh, I had a birthday.
Oh, woo.
Congrats. I think you had a birthday.
Well, we both had a birthday because we both turned one.
Yeah, sorry. I completely forgot that we were now 1 year old.
What was really exciting was we got invited and went.
This was mental.
To.
Oh my God.
We went to Downing Street.
I can't believe that we ended up in Downing Street.
I know, right? What the heck?
Downing Street goals.
Lol.
Yeah.
We caught a selfie. We got a pic outside the door.
Let's be honest, we took so many pics. Oh my God. Move on now, girls. We're like really clinging onto the door.
We were sort of like the naughty children who shouldn't have been there. It was like, hee hee hee. But we were there for good reasons, obviously.
Yeah, do you want to talk about them?
Yeah, I can do. So we've worked a little bit with a really great organisation called Enterprise Nation. They asked us to speak at their startup event. So we spoke on a panel there all about young people in the media alongside a vlogger called Courtney Daniela.
Mm-hmm.
And that went really well. And they then asked us to go to a roundtable discussion all about what the government can be doing to help young people and entrepreneurs. And
In creativity.
And would you believe it? We were there.
I saw the Downing Street cat.
Oh my God, I was just going to say that.
No, no! Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you want to say it as well?
Oh my God, I saw the Downing Street cat.
Oh my God, no way!
Yeah! I knew you wouldn't say it, I knew you'd forget. It was kind of a little bit overweight.
Yeah.
It was.
It was madness. We kind of walked in and were like, what? Why are we here? But no, it was amazing. It was incredible to have the chance.
Did you hear
to...
what I said?
No.
I knew you didn't. I said that the cat is overweight.
I thought you said it was a bit of a way, like it was really intense. I was like, oh my God, absolutely, it was really intense. Not the cat was overweight.
She's bypassed that comment. She definitely hasn't heard me.
The cat was a little bit chunky.
Oh, is that the worst though, when you don't know what someone says and you've said like sorry too many times? And then
three times is the limit on that.
Definitely the limit.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you're like, oh, it's so obvious I haven't heard. I just have to say it one more time.
My brother had a situation like that the other day where he was trying to, like, talk to someone about an event. And what they were actually saying was Just Joe's. Like, oh, check out Just Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
But what he heard three times, which became too awkward to correct, was Just Hose.
Oh, great.
Which is a very different business.
Yeah, totally different business.
But yeah, awkward.
You were gallivanting around America.
Yes. I've been doing lots of America travel.
A lot of America travels.
I'm not even going to try and do that accent.
No, I sort of shouldn't have tried.
It's not going to go well.
No, I have to. What I do when I try and do an American accent, what I do is I pick an American word like closet.
Oh, that was quite good.
Or like, hey, do you want to have a milkshake in the closet? The principal might be coming later in his sweater.
That whole sentence when played back.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I forgot to say though, soda.
Soda, yeah.
So maybe he'd come in a sweater holding a soda. I don't know.
That sounds really good. The one word I can say in an American accent is, but I can't help but like shout it.
Okay.
Squirrel! It's the only word I can sort of say in an American accent. And I can't say it normally. I have to go like, squirrel.
Sort of sounded a little bit Irish that time.
Ah, to be sure, the squirrel.
Yeah, it's sort of similar.
It's my Irish family would say that.
Or coffee.
I can't do that. That's quite New York.
Oh, anyway,
it's a bit too New York. I've been all over the place in the States. Well, I was in LA. I was in Vegas for the first time. Put some money on a blackjack table. Lost it all in 2 minutes.
Oh, I know.
It was like a minimum bet. It was like $25. And they were like, place your bets. I was like, yes. And then I didn't win. So.
Oh, Vegas is just the best place ever.
Had a really awkward story though. Something that happened to me in the casino that I didn't know was a thing.
Oh no.
That was horrible. Oh, it was quite funny though. So there's this rule in Vegas where apparently if you are, because we're staying in a hotel that has a casino, because obviously all the hotels have casinos there, and if you can't walk in between the tables.
I don't understand that.
What? Okay, so, like, say there's, like, two tables back-to-back,
mm-hmm.
and two tables back-to-back, right? You can, like, walk up one side of the path, like, go around the end, and, like, walk back down the other side of the path. You can't go in between the tables to get to the other side of the path. It's illegal because it's, like, you're running away to try and steal the money.
Okay, sure.
That may not be the reason, but...
The people in Vegas are really jumping to conclusions there.
Yes, jumping to a lot of conclusions, but it's you can't go in between the tables. Unbeknownst to me, wandering around the casino, I decided that I would quite like to get to the other side of the casino tables.
Right.
So I sprinted between the tables.
Oh, wow. Didn't even walk. Sprinted?
Like ran between the tables.
All that speed skipping that you're doing. You're like, I'm an athlete. I will get there quicker than anyone else.
And all the people who are with me, I didn't see this, but apparently four huge security guards like leapt after me. One of them is shouting like, Amy! Like, I'm like running between the tables to get to the other side. And I turn around and they're like, ma'am, we're just gonna have to speak to you. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know the law. I don't know.
Oh, they called you ma'am.
Yeah, but they should stop skipping because apparently you can't run between the tables.
What a weird law.
Yeah, it is so weird.
That's strange.
So I'm not going to do that again. So don't do that. Don't do that if you're in Vegas.
No.
No, so I was in Vegas, but I was also in Texas.
Do you want to tell people why?
It was so fun. Firstly, before
I'm a cowboy.
Before I tell them the reason why I was in Texas, as soon as I landed, the first thing I saw was this really bright yellow pickup truck with five cowboys in the back.
Love it.
I was like, I'm home.
You're like, hi guys.
Texas is for me.
Oh.
No, it was great. But I was in Texas because I got invited with my company to go to South by Southwest to speak on Google's creativity panel at the Google Funhouse.
Isn't that super cool?
It was mental.
That is so cool.
It was so fun. The whole Google Funhouse was a completely... voice interacted, like, incredible invention house. They had, like, a beer vending machine. You could say, beer me, and, like, beer would pop up out of the thing.
That's so freaky.
They had a hangover room. So if you said, hey, Google, like, play my hangover-friendly playlist, and I've got a hangover, like, a drawer would open with some Advil PM, which is, like, paracetamol in, an eye mask would drop from the lamp, and, like, soothing music would play.
How lovely.
It was madness.
Oh, well done, Amy. Oh, it does make me think, maybe we need to move to Texas.
Yes, maybe.
Texas goals.
I tried to come out with a Stetson, but it wouldn't fit my back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so, yeah, Texas was fun. I ate all of the barbecue.
You can't not eat everything in America full stop, can
you?
No,
everything was everywhere.
You would literally, like, I've been to America at times, you would order, like, what you thought was a really healthy breakfast, and it would always come with, like, fried potatoes and a side of, like, lard.
Everything. Like, literally everything. When I turned up at my hotel in Texas, the first thing that the hotel did was they said, oh, we've just got a little, like, little snack, little healthy snack to get you settled in. They gave me four chocolate chip cookies that were still warm.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
Like, four. Like, how is that a healthy snack? I mean, I love them. I'm not complaining. But it was like, we arrived at, like, midnight and they were still giving us, like, chocolate chip cookies. It was great.
How lovely.
So it's been fun. I've been seeing a lot of the world. I've been jetting around.
You also went to Amsterdam, which is cool.
I also went to Amsterdam. Yeah, wandered along the canals.
Lovely.
Yeah, saw some Amsterdam-y things.
Busy old time.
Yeah, all the things.
Yeah, all the things.
Getting in trouble in casinos.
Oh, man.
Which I'm never doing again.
Oh, Vegas is the best place on earth, though. Just don't get in trouble again, Amy, because I'd like to go back and I did not want to be associated with a criminal.
We could go together.
I think we should. Podcast goals on tour.
Although, when I was on the flight out, there were probably about 1,000 different stag groups on the plane. I had one party to the next to me. This is so, like, modern day culture, isn't it? Like, on the plane, I was surrounded by, right? This is who was on it. A group of lads all dressed in sombreros.
Sure. Well, whoa, they sound like they were on the wrong flight. Shouldn't they have been going to Mexico?
Yeah, they were definitely on the wrong flight. They're very lost. So, a group of lads all dressed in sombreros. Lads all dressed as flight attendants. I got kind of confused and asked one of them if I could have a moist towelette.
He asks that.
I couldn't, though, because he was just a stag. It's just a stag do.
So
that was one group. One of them was like, it was like Raz's stag do's. They'd all had t-shirts printed saying Raz the Lad.
And oh, of course.
They all had like names on the back. And they were like, but 2 hours into this like 13, 12 hour flight, however long it was, the plane ran out of alcohol because all the stags had drunk it. And the only thing that was left was Bailey's.
Oh!
And they came round and they were explaining to the stags, you know, I'm really sorry, you guys have drunk all the alcohol, there's none left on the whole plane, 2 hours into the flight. This flight attendant went, but we do have Bailey's. And all the lads just went, yes, Bailey's! And started getting hammered on Bailey's.
I thought there was like a limit of how much alcohol they could give people on planes.
Yeah, they'd only given like one drink to one stag, but there were so many stags that all the stags were drinking the alcohol.
So they'd be like, we'll have a Christmas tipple. Yeah. Let's have the Baileys.
Get the ice out.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I was surrounded by stags.
God, what a journey you've been on, Amy, in all these months that we've been off.
In all of these months.
All of these months.
No, we have some really interesting things coming up this season.
Yeah.
Wanted to shake it up a little bit.
Yes.
Give a little bit of an injection of a new vibes. New vibes, new us.
Yeah. Guys, what about our new little intro? Did you like that? Hey, if you're a new listener, go back and listen to season one, because the intro was good, but this is a little bit different, a little bit jazzier.
Ooh, a little bit jazzier, yeah. We've injected a bit more drum. A
drum
little bit
and
more
bass.
Guitar to the intro. But for new listeners who maybe this is the first time you're hearing us, you're chatting to us, and we hope you feel like you're having a three-way conversation with us and drinking Baileys with us on that stack plane.
Yeah.
We love to chat. We'd love for you to come and talk to us, like tweet us at Podcast Goals. We have regular updates on there. We're out and about on Instagram. We post occasionally photos of us doing bits and pieces.
Sometimes even a story.
You love a story.
Yeah. Well,
I have a confession to make. I don't understand Instagram stories.
Yeah, I know you don't. You don't do it. Sometimes some people, and you're in that category, just have not ever tried it. And even I don't think you've ever put a story up.
No, I do. I categorically not understand Instagram stories.
Do you know what's the worst part is when you do your first story, everyone gets a notification to be like, Amy Durrant's first story.
So I'm never going
to
do it.
It's like when someone does a Instagram Live or a Facebook Live and you get a notification to be like, oh, Sophie Moran. Who does that though? I'm never going to Facebook Live anything. Why?
We were Facebook Lived at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah. But I mean like on my own. I'm not just going to be like...
solo.
Do you know what? It's the same with when you get the option on your profile to be like, take a picture now.
And you're like, no.
I'm just going to suddenly pull out my webcam and take a picture of me smiling.
Webcam? Who has webcams anymore? What year are you in? Are we back in Bebo 1998? Like, what are we doing?
I've got a laptop.
My laptop webcam is covered with a sticker.
Yeah, but the reason I said it is because on a MacBook you have it at the top, weirdo. I'm not talking about like a plug-in USB webcam. Like
your portable webcam connected up to your phone through some like crazy USB contraption. No. Yeah, I don't understand Instagram stories. I just don't get how to do them.
Well, we'll have a sesh.
Thanks. And if anyone knows, please tell me.
Well, maybe if you follow us at Podcast Goals on Instagram, you can look out for that notification of Amy. Oh, that's going to work. It'll be on your own one.
Follow me. No, I like that. Follow me. Come and find me on Instagram. Or just drop us an email. We are hello@podcastgoals.com if you prefer to use the slightly more 90s method. I'm sure Sophie will appreciate with her webcam.
Yeah, I would love that. Or you can write me a letter. That's I'm not going to.
I thought we got a P.O. box. I got really excited.
Oh, we don't have a P.O. box. Yeah, great. On the back of a postcard. If it's meant to get to us, you'll guess our address.
Just swing it our way.
Come on over.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good season. I have such good vibes.
It's exciting.
It is exciting.
It is exciting. I'm excited.
Good, you look it.
Chilled excited, you know?
Chill vibes. All right.
Yeah.
Should we leave it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be back in a week after next. Just so you guys know, this season we're doing every other week. So you can catch us on Acast, on iTunes. Come and have a listen. We will be doing a variety of different things. Sophie will be chilled and lying on the sofa. I'll be skipping around the room. So, yeah, maybe come and check that out. It might be ridiculous.
Oh, maybe an Insta story of your skipping's in there.
There's absolutely no chance of doing an Instagram story.
Well, thank you for listening.
My name's Amy and I'm from Texas, y'all.
What are you doing, woman? We just finished.
There you go. If you enjoyed that and you want to hear more, then help us out and comment, rate, subscribe on iTunes and just let us know what you thought.
And please, if you did like it, please help us out by commenting, rating or
subscribing.
You can also listen via the Acast website or on the app, and you can find us at Podcast Goals on social media. So we're on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook.
All of the socials.
All of them. Well, not all of them.
Most of them.
Three of them.
But if you are on barely any of these social channels, that's
our way!
So drop us a line, we'd love to hear from you guys, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week!
Thank you!
Bye!
Bye! Baby, come back!
I'm gonna keep that in.
Should I do that again? I'll do that again.